The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
Light on his feet, a well-oiled loin machine. Oh.
You must, you know. Give us one of these.
There was almost naked winner.
There he goes.
I'm genuinely surprised that this hasn't happened
more often.
It'd be a lot more tempting to scootily poop.
What does a scootily poop mean?
Yeah. He is some kind of corny.
He looks like he came from fields of corn.
Slide to bed with us starting right now. Pop Hunter is here as always.
Yeah.
Arielle is back with us.
Yes.
Guess who's back?
The host from Love Island, of course. I'm glad we didn't scare you off.
Oh no, you can't scare me.
We can't scare.
I'm all tough.
After we talked about yesterday, you not being tough. Yeah.
Then I just crumble to the ground at every moment. No, yeah. Thanks for having me back. I'm so excited.
Let's get started because Dancing with the Stars premiered last night. And once again, the judges tried to overshadow the dancers, especially Bruno. We don't know if he was drunk or what, child.
Excuse me, madam. Thank you for spicing up my life. Oh, Cody. Great ride on and off the bar.
Oh. Light on his feet, a well-oiled loin machine.
It wasn't judges, it was Bruno.
Yeah.
It's Dancing with Bruno.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When somebody acts like that next to you, it's a lot.
It is a lot.
Like, watching it on TV is one experience. Someone doing that in front of you, it's a lot.
Even in his promo photo, he's got to hold on to the desk so he doesn't fly away.
I, like, love Dancing with the Stars judges because they have, like, these unrealistic expectations of people that are, like, basketball players, you know? They're, like...
Right.
They're like a football player on the Seahawks, and then they're like, you must, you know, give us one of these. They can't do that.
No.
They're on the Seahawks.
Most people can't do that. I mean, some of these people are politicians, you know, army vets, you know, reality stars. Like, people don't know how to bend like that in everyday life.
No.
Some of them are on the rowing team at UCLA, supposedly.
Who knows what picture was submitted to do Dancing with the Stars?
Her mom was like, she's been doing ballet for 25 years.
Right.
She'll be great on the show.
Exactly. All right, let's move on. Bruno's extra. That's why everybody watches. So whatever, you guys. Vote for your face. Whatever. All right. The biggest debate on the internet right now is Drake as big of an icon as Michael Jackson was? The Breakfast Club got into a very heated argument about it.
Is Drake the new Michael Jackson?
Y'all gotta stop.
Is he this generation's Michael Jackson?
You have to stop. How can this generation even talk about Michael Jackson when this generation didn't experience Michael Jackson?
You okay. know Drake created a dance?
Boy, there's not a dance Drake could do that's more popular than the moonwalk. Jackson. Michael Jackson had top 10 singles in 5 different decades.
I love these musical debates because people get pissed.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's anyone as big as Michael Jackson was. I don't think there's ever been a star that big. I don't think there will ever be anybody as big as Michael Jackson.
Jack Johnson, banana pancakes.
Can you imagine? He's serious.
I am serious. I know that Michael Jackson had 5 top 10 singles in 5 decades or whatever. He had whatever over 5 decades. Jack Johnson had about 3 good years.
Okay.
Then I don't know where he went. Where did Jack Johnson go?
This I genuinely don't know issue. Who Jack Johnson is.
And that
should tell you something. I have no idea who that is. If you, I know where there's a lot of stuff that was filmed when Michael was popular. We don't have access to, or they're super old videos people upload on YouTube. Yeah. But I don't know if you've ever seen the pandemonium that people losing their minds.
Crying. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I don't know if you guys saw the reemergence of Michael Jackson was on the crane and the fan climbed. Did you see this?
No.
This video just came out of he was on a crane performing, and at the concert, somebody climbed it and jumped on it with him, and he had to hold the person till they got to the ground.
Terrifying.
And the person would not let go. It's 10 security guards pulling him off of Michael. He wouldn't let go. He was screaming, flailing. He was literally willing to die for Michael. Like, ain't nobody doing that for Pink.
No.
You know what I mean? Nobody's getting on these cranes with her.
Nobody said Pink.
I'm just saying.
Nobody. You didn't call out Pink for no reason.
Pink goes in the air.
Yeah, she does the trapeze stuff.
That's my logic. Come on, ride with me.
The Pink audience is like, oh, she's fine up there. We're going to hang out down here.
All right, you guys, I know that we have covered a lot of weird animal stories, but Octavia Spencer may have found the craziest. She reposted a video that's gone viral, and it teaches you to keep your car door closed at all times.
Is that not a car bear? Oh,
that's
a care bear.
So cute. I'm like, girl, it's a bear.
Oh, got it. Yeah, I thought that was a car bear. You know, those are always, they're not dangerous. But then I realized it's care bear. Got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are not dangerous.
This is actually a big problem in national parks right now.
The bears?
Yeah, bears are going into people's cars and
stealing.
They
don't know how to open it.
Yeah, and they're stealing catalytic converters and they're selling and getting meth money.
She should have dropped the box of apples. This is a very Goldilocks type of situation.
What is she doing with the box of peaches?
Let's move on. Things got a little cheeky on the Today Show yesterday morning. So Craig, Savannah, and Hoda were talking about a podcast when they got a little surprise from a fan.
Oh, there was almost a naked winner. Yeah. Well, I just had something brand new from Hoda Kotb.
There he goes.
A new podcast.
Where are your clothes?
Get
what are you doing?
Clothes on.
What are you doing?
It's happening. Oh my gosh, Hoda.
I'm genuinely surprised that this hasn't happened
sooner. More often.
Yeah.
I would think this would happen. And I think people be walking the dinosaur up and through this thing.
You never know, though. He could just be having like a run of shame.
Maybe he was in a lady's apartment and got caught. And the boyfriend came
home. That's what I mean.
That's
he had
great.
To be on the, you know,
we can't
climb
judge.
Down the little ladder and slide on home.
We and can't then, judge the streaker.
Can you imagine that's the case and he goes, please, I just don't want to see anybody I know. And then he ends up on the Today Show. That sucks.
Like he's lost. He doesn't know where to go.
Yeah.
Hasn't happened on our show. Ever.
If you had a streaker here. Yeah.
It's a closed set, so it's one crew member.
It would be Hunter.
Yeah.
You know.
Or just like a really rogue producer.
No, yeah. It would be Hunter. If there's anybody on our staff that would get naked, it's Hunter. It's beyond any staffer.
I actually do enjoy being naked a lot.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a comfortable place for me to be. Now that it's like summer and I'm like taking trash out and everything, I'm always shirtless. Mm-hmm. Always. And now I'm in the front yard and I realize my brother's also shirtless, taking out trash. And then I have another guy who's always over. He's always shirtless, taking out trash. We look like the weirdest house is happening inside that house. Like, it's weird.
No, you guys are probably like the house all the neighbors talk about. Like, those hot guys live in that house.
Nina.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
If I was a neighbor, I'd be like, oh, those 3 hot guys live right there.
You know the address.
Are your brothers hot?
My brother's hot.
Really?
He has long hair.
Smoking hot.
Long hair.
Oh my gosh. Ooh, long
blue,
hair?
He's me with blue eyes, long kind of flowy hair.
What are you doing? I'm kidding. That's a joke. You are literally so cute.
Do men like being called cute?
You're like my brother.
No, I didn't mean it like that. No, okay, well,
Which we'll let's go there.
Let's go there.
We were trying to hold it for later in the show, but let's go there.
Let's go there because.
What'd your friend say?
Yeah, I know exactly.
So backstory. I went on a date with Ariel's friend. We talked about it in the show yesterday, and she said
well,
I could.
First thing I want to say
let me get my tea.
Not me. Just being like, you're cute. I texted her when I left her, and I said, "What happened with Hunter? He is so hot." That was my exact.
Oh, okay.
Exact text to her. Okay.
Okay.
So you are so cute, so hot. I love you. But whoa, Ariel, calm down. But that was my text to her, and she just wrote, "LOL."
All right, you guys, we got to take a break. But coming up, a reality star can't say the word sex, so he's definitely not getting any. Plus, would you look through your partner's phone to see if they're cheating? That's next.
Oh.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Get started with a vocabulary lesson from 90 Day Fiancé the other way. Stephen wants to save himself for marriage, and his way of describing sex might help.
We might not be able to control ourselves.
You mean that?
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be hard controlling myself with you.
Oh, God.
No. I don't believe that there is no way to control yourself.
I feel like it's very understandable. I feel like everyone has those urges. If we were sleeping in the same area, it'd be a lot more tempting to scootily poop.
Oh, God.
What does scootily poop means?
Scootily pooping is when you, you do it.
No, it's not when you do it.
What?
Having sex, intercourse.
Okay, thank you.
There's penetration.
I got it. Okay.
Scootily poop. God bless him. He is some kind of corny.
Oh, boy. He looks like he came from fields of corn.
Is this guy a virgin? Do we know? Has he ever had sex?
Yes, he...
He has. And he still says scootily poop. Okay.
You don't want to come
up with
a nickname.
Are we sure it wasn't just with himself?
It could have been.
It was hand scootily poop.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Five finger scootily poop.
It was
I don't know if she had ever been drier.
Yeah. It's also so crazy to me on like 90 Day Fiancé or whatever when they're like, we need a chaperone. I'm like, you can't control yourself in a room with this person. Like, they have a chaperone so that they don't have sex. I'm like, what?
It's just so cringe.
A chaperone. You're
adults. That would help. I will be honest.
Just don't have sex. Just stop. Come on.
Do you need a chaperone?
You need a chaperone.
If I was with someone I loved, or, you know, loved for TV, for money, because I don't have anything else going for me, it would be hard not to want to have sex.
Yes, but you wouldn't just have willpower. Yourself,
if the only thing I was waiting for was marriage, I said I just don't believe in it enough.
No, but that's not the question. The question is, if you're in a room with a hot girl or whatever,
he can't control himself.
You need a chaperone to stop yourself.
I need something, a robot or
you got to think about grandma on the toilet.
That just makes this
nice.
That just makes the sex less enjoyable. That's all that does.
It doesn't stop it?
No.
Oh, you're disgusting.
You have problems.
Okay, then you're gonna hate how all guys are ever.
All right, you guys, if you need a healthy relationship and some advice on it, look no further than WeTV's Life After Lockup. Lisa caught Stan texting another woman, so she tried a bold move to get him to commit.
No, it's a junk call.
With the hair?
Let me see what you got going on.
Oh, both of them.
Does that say Tina?
Does she have micro braids?
Who's Tina?
Does he have a
toupee?
A gal
I
met
like 5 years
ago. Micro braid.
I asked you to answer it for a reason because I knew it was some woman. You're gonna either commit to me or you can commit to all these other hoes.
I have been trying to commit to you.
Either you don't call me anymore because you don't know how to figure this out and you don't want to, or when you call me, you say, hey, Lisa, you want to set a wedding date? A $5,000 or $10,000 ring will suffice. That's the only way it's working.
That's like me. I'm like, just get me a Popeye's chicken sandwich. And it's the only way I'm all spittle.
How is anyone having a serious conversation? He's got this toupee on, she's got micro braids. What the f going on?
Yeah.
Where do these people live? What is going on? They don't have any help.
Yeah,
I can't have a serious conversation.
And a lot of people don't know this. He's one of the grandparents from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That's why he's...
The blanket and the cat. The blanket. He's like, I will give you this golden ticket.
Yeah. He's like, oh, man, who has a gobstopper when you need one? I mean, man, oh, man. Let's move on and talk about MTV's Floribama Shore. It's back. And just in time to give us all some helpful nutrition tips. Hunter, you actually might be into this.
Good, I love this.
Mills is gonna let me eat some of her placenta pills. Will you eat some of those? Will you eat
placenta.
Some of those placenta pills?
If you tell me that it at least has 15 grams of protein in it, I probably would.
It does. You know, breast milk is full of protein.
Forget the protein powder. All you need is a shot of breast milk in the morning.
You would drink my breast milk?
Yeah, why not?
Get that pump going.
It's sweet, isn't it?
I can't say no. Protein's protein.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
Apparently, this is like a weird trend with bodybuilders. They like look for breast milk because of the protein nutrition.
Oh, they're actually like seeking.
It's like a thing.
Yeah, seeking. It's a real thing. I've had breast milk before.
I have too.
It's an
I've tasted it.
Yeah, it's good. It's an amazing source of protein.
Mm-hmm. It's so sweet. I didn't like take a shot of it. I like literally was like, ooh.
It's so healthy for you, though.
And like, then I was like, yeah!
It can cure people, like...
Oh!
It's the same. Who's who?
It's not Popeye. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Did you feel strong?
I felt freaking lethal. Yeah.
You know, they say it cures, like, if people have, like, if they're really sick or they have a flu or cold and they drink breast milk,
it has so much nutrients, right?
I mean,
it's mother's milk.
For years, to women breastfeeding their babies around parks and stuff.
Okay, you know what?
Go on.
You know, it's really supposed to be for children, and there are mothers who can't really pump. This is breast milk. You know, it's supposed to be for babies who really need it. They really can just go get some protein powder.
That's
a little.
What I'm talking
about.
If it
was just for babies, God wouldn't have put it in such a fun straw.
Okay.
Wow, I love that joke so much. No,
we have to take a break. Don't encourage.
Love that so much.
We have to take a break. Oh my gosh.
I love
sick, sick man. Coming up, a groom dances into his wedding and gets wheeled out of it. See him grow from swagged out to passed out. Bride or die is next. Sometimes when people say I do, they really should say I don't. But you guys know what? It is time for Ride or Die.
Yeah.
First up, this groom was being real extra with his wedding entrance, but it looks like his smooth moves caught up with him.
That's a great wedding outfit, though.
I love him.
Oh, he spent some time in that aisle.
He really...
Where's the bride?
Oh, no! Sir, not a wheelchair!
A wheelchair.
Dog. I would be pissed.
If I had a choice between consummating on my wedding night, which...
Or leaving in a wheelchair?
Or me and my... We both have to leave in wheelchairs. That's the one.
Look at this. Yeah. How it started, how it ended. I can't.
Yeah.
You notice the bride ain't nowhere to be found.
Where is the bride?
We haven't seen her yet.
Oh, my God.
If your fiancé did this, would you be upset?
I wouldn't be, like, upset, but I would be bummed. Yeah. I would definitely be bummed. I'd be like, dang, I feel like you, like, missed out on, like, this day that we planned together, you know? Yeah, I feel like I'd be bummed. Definitely am not saying, like, you know, I'm trying to forget my name on my wedding night, but, like, I'm not trying to leave in a wheelchair.
Right. There's a medium.
Yeah.
See, this is going to be you because you're not a big drinker, and then you're going to get nervous, and you're going to drink on your wedding, and then we're going to have to roll you out of here.
I'm not gonna drink.
Are you getting married here?
Yeah, I'm getting married on the Nightly Pop set.
Yo,
Let's move on. An amateur photographer said their friend hired them to take wedding photos but could only pay them $250. Then on the wedding day, the couple wouldn't let the photographer take a break or eat for 8 hours. The groom even threatened to not pay them if they stopped taking pictures. So the friend deleted everything and left. So whose side are you on, the photographer's or the couple's?
The photographer got rid of all the negotiating power when he deleted the photos. You really could have just been like, hey, everything's 10 times more expensive.
Like that's a little ransom situation.
That would have been smart.
Hold them for ransom.
Yeah. The photographer is a dog groomer and only takes pictures of the groomed dog.
Hire him! I want this person for my wedding! I'll pay you in pizza!
I hope the groom was like, you remember what you did with Fido? Something like that.
Yeah, those black and white photos of Chi-Chi.
They were basically on a budget, so I guess that's why they negotiated this deal.
I think it's pretty to be honest, that she deleted the photos. Like, just suck it up and give them the things and maybe never talk to them again. You just don't want those people in your life anyways.
Yeah, but people sometimes need to learn those lessons the hard way because they're ass.
Oh, look at you.
But you don't delete their whole entire, like, day of their life.
Nobody learns a lesson. Ass learn lessons. They just keep being ass.
Thank you. I love that. That is so true.
They don't. They always find a way to make it somebody else's fault.
No, I'm just kidding. We just beat him up.
I didn't disagree. I guess I was like, that's a good point. Jesus.
Take your hand off.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. And forget about getting someone to stay at your wedding. This bride couldn't get anyone to show up in the first place. So after four of her bridesmaids canceled, Molly Knight decided to recruit a stranger.
Anyone want to be a bridesmaid in a stranger's wedding in 67 days? Hundreds of women volunteered. The post has close to 700 comments in just a week.
I think I said something like, I will 100% do it. I live like 2 hours away from you and I'm down.
Enter Kylie Cook. Knight and her sister sorted through all of the responses and picked Cook based on her proximity to Jacksonville, she lives in Tampa, and availability, among other factors.
Ariel, you have a wedding coming up. You hiring bridesmaids off of Facebook?
I want to volunteer for hers. I'm like, I am not doing that. I don't want anyone to come to my wedding. I actually just kind of want to like have it just, I'm not doing that.
Are you going to have a huge wedding?
I don't think so. Okay. I think we're going to like do it pretty small. We're kind of just, we don't know yet, actually. We've been engaged for 2 years.
Are you having a panic attack?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need a medic.
Is there a date?
We're talking about a date. We have a date that's floating around. I'm actually having a panic attack.
Ariel, it's okay. It's okay. All right, you guys. And that is all the time we have for tonight. Ariel, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Ariel, good, everybody.
Thank you for having me.
We love having you. We're sure we'll have you back soon. Okay. Now, remember to set your DVRs. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye. Bye-bye.